You're listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm Daquan Mickens, and for today's episode, we'll be talking to Ashley Houck, a fan favorite from the Beaufort Area Hospitality Association, about the third annual Beaufort Oyster Festival, which will be happening later this month. Welcome to the show again, Ashley.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me.
We're glad to have you back, and always glad to have you on the podcast.
Awesome. I'm glad to be here. I'm excited. I can't believe that it's been a year and we're having the Oyster Festival again.
Yeah, it goes by so quickly.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried any oysters yet?
I still have not. So this is the Oyster Festival is always the reason to try some oysters.
This is your year.
Yes, I'm believing in it. I'm definitely going to. I'll put it on the podcast that I will try oysters this year at the Oyster Festival.
Okay, get it in writing. We've got it on the podcast, so.
Yeah, it could be held against me. So within the last year, you know, I know how much you've been planning for this Oyster Festival and, you know, how strenuous it can be. But tell the people at home the difference between last year and this year.
Yeah. So each year we're going to build upon this festival. We want to add different layers, different elements. Specifically this year, we have some tours. So Kelly Tours, a company partner stakeholder within our industry, they are offering oyster touring. You can go to their website and book the tour. There's only two different dates that they allow that. And that's specifically for the festival during that week and during the kickoff January 12th. We're adding even more vendors, food vendors, keeping those oysters local as well. And then we have the educational vendors. So bringing in even more. USCB is going to be there. We have the Friends of Honey and Island will be there, State Park, numerous others that really coincide with the ecology, the cultivation, the maritime, you know, all of those, so that we can really pair in the education as well as the history of the area and the oyster.
Yeah, that sounds good. It's really looking like a community event and getting everybody involved, and everybody wants to, you know, help out and educate others, and not only others visiting the area, but the locals and the children that, you know, will come to the event with their family. It's a great opportunity to learn.
Yeah, I think last year, one of the biggest attractions was a snake, and I hope to not scare anybody away, but you know, one of the state parks, I believe, brought a snake, and I believe we also have Fripp Island Resort, their nature center's coming. They usually bring the turtles are a hit as well, and the kids get to come out, they get to learn about, you know, nature in the low country and also about the oyster and what it does for our waters down here in Beaufort, South Carolina.
Yeah, so it gives a lot of kids an opportunity, especially with the snakes, to just get out and have fun. I actually believe Rob brought his kids out last year, and they loved to play with the snakes.
Yeah, it was definitely the highlight, I believe, of Rob's trip. I don't know about Rob, but definitely his kids.
Yes. So for someone who's not, you know, going to look for the snakes, what's some other activities that might be fun for people, you know, going to taste the oysters?
Yeah. So besides the culinary aspect, Saturday morning, we kick off the Oyster Boogie, which is a 5K run. You can walk it as well. This year, we have an amazing collector's medal. There's a spinner medal, and it has an oyster in it. You'll receive a t-shirt. You can register up until the day of the race for the 5K Oyster Boogie run. We're excited about that. And then also there's a cornhole tournament. That's going to be on Sunday. That'll be on the 22nd. And then our entertainment this year, I'm so proud of this. We're gonna get down and we're going to dance, because we've got some awesome entertainment from bluegrass to New Orleans jazz. And then we've got 90s country hit sensation Black Hawk. And I can start singing right now if anybody wants me to.
I'm sure the audience would love to hear some singing.
Yeah, no, I'm an 80s baby. So I grew up, my mom, you know, always had the 90s country jamming, and I loved Black Hawk. They were one of the best bands, you know, growing up to listen to. And we're excited to have them here in Beaufort, South Carolina for the Oyster Festival. you know, during the event. That they're going to be on Saturday. They're our headlining band. The festival kicks off at 10 a.m. and then it'll go up until about 6 p.m.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys have a huge list of events, and it sounds like it's going to be fun. You mentioned the Oyster Boogie. How can people still sign up, and how can they sign up?
Yeah, you can still register. It is bftoysterfestival.com. That's our main page. If you scroll through the page, there's different links to the different activities. There's a full event schedule, and you're just going to click on the Oyster Boogie 5K. That's going to take you to the run sign up. You'll get registered, and you'll be able to show up Saturday morning and get your boogie on.
Nice. I'm not much of a runner, but I've seen the medals and the t-shirts designs, and they're really cool. It would definitely make me want to run and join in on the boogie.
You can just slow jog. We'll let you slow jog.
Yes. So Ashley, with this being the third annual Oyster Festival, can you talk about how the history of the Oyster Festival and how it began in the first place?
Yeah, so it's a fairly new festival. The area, as you know, has Shrimp Festival and Water Festival and the Taste. And, you know, as an association that is founded in hospitality, that's what Baja is, they felt that during the January month, why not celebrate something so historical and important to our area, which was the oyster. And when the January month comes here in Beaufort, our area businesses, they don't see that influx of tourism. And so we wanted to find a way to celebrate the oyster, but also support our businesses. And that's how basically the Beaufort Oyster Festival was founded. It came about prior to COVID. And at the end of the pandemic, we actually launched a mini version of the festival. So the first annual wasn't the big grand festival that we wanted it to be. And then in the year two, last year was our big festival in beautiful Henry C. Chambers Waterfront Park in downtown Beaufort. We were able to celebrate, you know, eat the amazing local cuisine and oysters and celebrate the cultivation of the oysters. So that's kind of where it all stemmed from. And we're eager to really make this a heritage event here in Beaufort.
Yeah, Ashley, I would agree with you. That's a great reason why people should want to come to Beaufort, you know, a reason for people to be here all year long, especially when the temperature today is 71 in January. It's a great reason, you know, to come visit Beaufort and enjoy some oysters, get outside. You know, I noticed last year it was a little chilly. Did you guys kind of figure out something to help out when people are, you know, a little cold if the weather doesn't permit?
The weather just sets the tone for an oyster festival experience here. So whether it's chilly or it's a beautiful 70 degree day down on the Beaufort River, you know, we're not worried about it. We've got tents, we've got fire pits. Folks here aren't afraid of that because you're going to have your oyster roast no matter what.
Yes, I agree. And also, cold here in Beaufort is nothing like cold, you know, from someone in Ohio or someone in North Carolina even. The upstate South Carolina saw lower 30 degree weather while we were having 50, 60 degree weather. So I think just the area is prime to get outside and enjoy some oysters, even if it's somebody else's cold, it might not be everyone's cold.
Yeah, I totally agree. And when I moved to South Carolina, one of the first things within the first week that I moved here, and I think I talked about this last year, was an oyster roast. Our neighbors invited us to an oyster roast, and it's about community. You know, it's not just about the oyster and shucking oysters and eating these briny, yummy, you know, delicacies that you can only literally find here. These specific low country oysters. But it's all about that community and that Southern hospitality. And so whether it's 25 degrees or 85, we'll be here and we'll bring our shuckers and our aprons and our hot sauce and all that, have all that good entertainment.
I agree, Ashley. I think that, it's all about the community, and you know, there's nothing like someone showing you, oh no, this is how you open the oyster, or here, you should try this with a little bit of hot sauce, or put that on this cracker. Like, that environment makes the experience. And there's nothing like a oyster roast here in Beaufort.
Oh, yeah. And the locals love to tell the story, how they're roasted, you know, with the fire pits and the burlap sacks, or whether they're in a fried fritter. And then, like you said, you know, how to shuck an oyster and not hurt yourself.
Yes. So for me, I still haven't had oysters, as we said. And 2 years ago, I think it's 3 years ago now, I was looking forward to my first oyster roast, and it ended up getting canceled. I went and they ended up serving soup instead, because it was raining and they didn't get the time to prep the oysters. But for someone else that hasn't tried oysters before, and is planning to come to this festival, how would you recommend they dip their toes into eating oysters?
You can go the fried route. You could also do a fritter. Fritter is one of the best things I've ever tasted. It's kind of like a hush puppy with an oyster in it. Sometimes it's got some corn. It's usually served with some really yummy sauce. And then, you know, if you're feeling a little risky, you might just jump in and start shucking away. That's how I did it. I might be a little bit more daring than most folks, but if you're like you said, trying to just dip your toes in, I'd go that fried route. And then Rockefeller. I know a lot of folks that might not like the steamed raw oysters, but the Rockefeller oysters, those are so, so yummy.
I think I'm going to try a little bit of each just to make sure I can say, you know, I do or I don't really like oysters. So I think each dish is going to get tried by me this year.
I'll believe it when I see it.
So with all the focus being on the Oyster Festival, a lot of people don't know about Ties to Table and how that coincides with the Oyster Festival. Can you give some information on that?
Yeah, so actually the festival kicks off on January 12th. You know, those festival dates are January 21st and 22nd. But with the kickoff, we kick it off as Restaurant Week. And we coincide that with South Carolina Restaurant Week. And numerous local restaurants will do specialized menus. Most of those menus have some type of oyster dish on the menu. So, you know, Fish Camp in Port Royal, they do usually a fried oyster atop a deviled egg. A lot of folks do the Rockefeller or a special appetizer or pasta dish. And you can only get it from the 12th through the 22nd. So we really want to celebrate the culinary aspect, again, while supporting our local businesses during that shoulder month. And it's a reason to get out of the house and really really celebrate culinary and specific to our region.
Yeah. So if you guys are listening and it's the week of the 12th, Tides to Tables is happening right now. So the menus are out. So be on the lookout for that. And as the Oyster Festival is beginning, and if you guys are listening after the Oyster Festival, we look forward to having you guys next year to Oyster Festival for the 4th annual Oyster Festival.
Don't say 4th annual. I'm not ready to plan that yet. No, I'm just really excited because I think this is such a unique experience that you can't do in most places in the world. You can come here, you can take a tour, go see an oyster farm, you can understand the culture, the ecology of the oyster, you can go dine in a fine dining restaurant and eat these beautiful briny oysters that are specific to our region, and then you can hang out with the locals at the waterfront park and learn how to shuck oysters while listening to some amazing entertainment. You know, you can go the route, the health route, and run a 5K or play some cornhole. So, you know, there's a lot to do, and we're really excited to provide this festival and all this buzz during January.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds like a fun time. Sounds like a can't miss experience, and I'm looking forward to experiencing it this year. Any other information you would like the listeners to know, Ashley?
No, we're just really thankful for our sponsors. We wouldn't be able to put this festival on if it wasn't for them. You can see all of our sponsors and our stakeholders on the BFT Oyster Festival site if you'd like to support them as well. And we're also thankful for all our oyster purveyors. You know, without this festival and our oystermen that go out there and harvest these oysters weekly, sometimes daily, we wouldn't be able to enjoy these delicacies.
Yes, I think sometimes it's overlooked that people actually have to go out and, you know, shuck these oysters and come back with buckets full of oysters on their ships, you know, just to make a living. So it's kind of overlooked. But the locals here in the town definitely, respect and understand how hard it is to be out there nearly every day.
Yeah. Yeah. I would call them local celebrities. You know, you know, your captains and your oyster purveyors and your farmers, they're special people. And the stories that they tell are unbelievable, and the history that they've brought to the area. So we're really thankful for them.
Yes. Well, thank you for joining us, Ashley. Again, we appreciate you coming on and giving the information to the guests visiting the area, and locals also looking for information.
Thank you so much, Daquan.
If you guys are interested in any other Beaufort events happening after the Oyster Festival, please look at our events calendar on our webpage at beaufortsc.org/events. Thank you for listening to the Intercoastal Podcast. You can follow us on social media at visit_BeaufortSC on Instagram or at BeaufortSC on Facebook. We'll talk to you all next time. Please like, subscribe, and leave a review.
This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, produced by Relic.